This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today, federal authorities named the fugitive, Clayton Lee Wagner, as the primary suspect in the case of more than 500 anthrax threats mailed to reproductive health care clinics across the country. Attorney General John Ashcroft says finding Wagner, who escaped from an Illinois prison earlier this year, is a top priority.
The Department of Justice considers Wagner's threats and all anthrax hoaxes to be serious violations of federal law. Perpetrators of anthrax hoaxes and those who threatened abortion providers will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Abortion rights groups say the anthrax threats are finally getting the attention they deserve. NPR's Kathy Lohr joins us now. Kathy, remind us about these hoax letters, who received them, what was in them.
Hundreds of letters were sent to clinics where abortions are performed and to abortion rights groups across the country. The first wave went through the post office. That was sent in October. The second wave then went by Federal Express. In all, more than 500 threat letters were sent out, and they contained a white powdery substance and a note saying that the substance was indeed anthrax. Ultimately, none of those letters tested positive for anthrax spores.
Just to be clear, these are not the letters that actually contained anthrax that went to news organizations and to members of Congress that we've heard so much about in these past weeks. Kathy, who is Clayton Lee Wagner?
Clayton Lee Wagner is a longtime anti-abortion extremist. His work in that movement dates back to the 1970s. He was charged with illegal possession of firearms and transfer of stolen property. And at his trial, Wagner claimed to have targeted 100 clinics and to have bought a gun, but he said he couldn't kill anyone. He escaped from a prison in Illinois back in February, and now there are dozens of warrants out for his arrest in more than half a dozen states for auto theft, bank robbery, and other felonies.
Now, Wagner claimed responsibility for the anthrax threats late last week when he visited another anti-abortion activist named Neil Horsley in Georgia. What happened?
Here's what Neil Horsley told me. He said that Clayton Wagner broke in, that he had a gun. He told Horsley to sit down and listen, that Wagner said he used a dot matrix printer that he bought in Philadelphia to print out the packing slips for the FedEx packages, and he said to Horsley that he was responsible for sending both waves of anthrax threats in a conversation that Horsley recorded at his home. Let's play a little bit of the tape of Wagner and Horsley. I know it's difficult to understand. You'll hear Wagner first.
I did the anthrax scares, the abortion clinics.
Right.
I want to clear all of them, every single
one. The first operation was through the U.S. Postal Service was 482 of them.
Kathy, I could hear Wagner say, "Yes, I did the anthrax scares." Then it got very hard to hear.
Yes, he said he did every one of them, and Horsley asked him how many there were. Wagner said more than 482, and Wagner went on to say he's working on a new plan to try to stop abortion, that he's targeted 42 people, everyone from janitors or the owners of buildings that house clinics, anyone who, quote, makes a dollar from the abortion industry.
Kathy, then Wagner got away again?
That's right. Horsley says that Wagner tied him up with duct tape and that as soon as he could free himself, he called 911 and authorities came and dusted for fingerprints, took away the evidence, and in the meantime, Wagner got away.
Kathy, what has been the reaction from abortion rights groups that Clayton Lee Wagner is a top priority for the Justice Department now?
Well, they had been frustrated for weeks now because they'd asked for help from the Justice Department and the FBI. They had asked for a meeting with Attorney General John Ashcroft, and they couldn't get anywhere. Now, since Wagner claimed responsibility and showed up in Georgia, abortion rights groups believe finally that the federal government is taking these threats seriously.
Thanks very much, Kathy.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Kathy Lohr reporting from Atlanta.